This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.
Welcome to another edition of Cool Stuff Ride Home. He's Reggie Rizzou. I'm Marcus Paff. On today's episode, the brightest light in space is identified. Time's running out for one rare dinosaur fossil. An explosive surprise in the wall of one Seattle home. And on this day in history, an historic moment as the U.S. raised the flag at Iwo Jima. That's coming up on Cool Stuff. Well, like so many cool stories we bring you on this show, this next one comes to us from a galaxy far, far away. And when I say far, I mean really far. 12 billion light years. And by the way, to put that in perspective, just one light year equates to approximately 6 trillion miles. So 6 trillion multiplied by 12 billion, that comes out to, I did the math on this earlier, 786 followed by 23 zeros. I looked this up and I think that I have this right, Reggie. So if anybody knows or thinks that I'm wrong, please call me out on it. But I believe it would be pronounced 78 septillion 600 sextillion.
You're making those up.
Yeah, I know. That's what it sounds like because you never hear those terms. It is at that point in space, however, that you'll find the most luminous, aka brightest, object ever discovered. A quasar named, this is real creative, J0529-4351.
I've had this complaint before. Let's come up with better names. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, that's real memorable, right? Yeah. What is a quasar, you ask? Well, quasars are objects that look like stars, but are in fact compact regions at the center of galaxies powered by supermassive black holes. The black holes powering quasars collect matter from their surroundings in a process so energetic that vast amounts of lights are emitted. Now, per the European Southern Observatory, quasars are some of the brightest objects in our sky, meaning even distant ones are visible from Earth. This latest quasar discovery is believed to be over 500 trillion times more luminous than our own sun. I'll say that again. More luminous. 500 trillion times. Trillion with a T. More luminous than our own sun. They say don't look directly at the sun. I don't know what happens if you look at this thing. I guess you just die. By the way, as a general rule, the most luminous quasars indicate the fastest growing supermassive black holes. For what it's worth, the black hole in this record-breaking quasar is growing in mass by the equivalent of one sun per day, making it the fastest growing black hole to date. Yowza. Christian Wolfe is an astronomer at the Australian National University and lead author of the recent study published in Nature Astronomy. Per Wolfe, quote, "We have discovered the fastest growing black hole known to date. It has a mass of 17 billion suns and eats just over a sun per day. This makes it the most luminous object in the known universe." End quote. Quasar J0529-4351 is so far away from Earth that it took light over 12 billion years to reach us. I should say it took its light over 12 billion years to reach us here on Earth. And remarkably, this record-breaking quasar was hiding in plain sight. The study's co-author, Christopher Onken, said, quote, "It's a surprise that it has remained unknown until today, when we already know about a million less impressive quasars. It has literally been staring us in the face until now," end quote. He added that this object showed up in images from the European Southern Observatory Schmidt Southern Sky Survey dating back to 1980. but it's not been recognized as a quasar until, of course, decades later, right now. Now, per a release from the ESO, finding quasars requires precise observational data from large areas of the sky. The resulting data sets are so large, researchers often use machine learning models to analyze them and tell quasars apart from other celestial objects. However, these models are trained on existing data, which limits the potential candidates to objects similar to those that are already known. If a new quasar is more luminous than any other previously observed, the program might reject it and classify it instead as a star that's not too distant from Earth. So, as we know, machines still not perfect. Continuing on in that release from the ESO, an automated analysis of data from the European Space Agency's Gaia satellite passed over J0529-4351 for being too bright to be a quasar, suggesting it to be a star instead, as we mentioned. The researchers identified it as a distant quasar last year using observations from the ANU 2.3-meter telescope at the Siding Spring Observatory in Australia. Discovering that it was the most luminous quasar ever observed, however, required a larger telescope and measurements from a more precise instrument. The X-Shooter spectrograph, sounds like something straight out of a video game, on ESO's VLT in the Chilean Atacama Desert provided the crucial data here. Finding and studying distant supermassive black holes could shed light on some of the mysteries of the early universe, including how they and their host galaxies formed and evolved, but that's not the only reason why Wolf searches for them. Quote, "Personally, I simply like the chase. For a few minutes a day, I get to feel like a child again, playing treasure hunt, and now I bring everything to the table that I have learned since," end quote.
To me, one of the most fascinating part of this is a star a day. That's how much it expands.
Yeah.
That is absolutely amazing. I mean, obviously, you mentioned the size and the distance, how far away it is. But the fact that it's taken a star a day, I'm happy we're not near it.
Right? I mean, it puts it in perspective because you hear scientists all the time talk about how massive space is. That it's really so big that it's impossible to comprehend in some ways. And when they, you know, feed you this information like this and say, well, this black hole is so big, it's eating a sun or a star a day, that tells you all you need to know, because it's already more like exponentially larger than a single sun, and it's continuing to grow. So like you said, thank God it's nowhere near us, like every other quasar, I suppose, for that matter. But this one, pretty true. Darn neat.
Yeah, we don't want any quasars near us, I guess, technically.
They're cool to look at from a distance, like a lot of animals, I know.
Hey, Houston, Conn's prices are invincible. That means prices have been cut low, as in amazingly low, as in won't be beat. In fact, we're backing it up with our low price guarantee. Invincible prices on appliances, furniture, electronics, mattresses, and more. Not invincible enough for you? How about free next day delivery on appliances, TVs, and mattresses? And payment options for everyone, whether you have good credit or building it. Visit Conn's today and find out what invincible feels like.
Instead of looking at something billions of years ago, let's just go a few million years. It's been buried for millions of years now, but paleontologists are running out of time to dig up a large prehistoric sea creature located in the Jurassic Coast. Back in 2022, they found the snout of a pliosaur in the cliffs above a beach in Dorset, which is located in the southwest portion of England. Now, those cliffs are eroding, and excavating the fossils has become a race against time. The Etches Collection, a museum in Kimmeridge, is crowdfunding to get the necessary funds to excavate the remains and allow them to study and display the 150 million year old creature. Museum founder Dr. Steve Etches said, quote, "The excavation of the remaining pliosaur body is a race against time and nature. So this is a priority for me, especially since we could lose important pieces of the specimen due to rapid cliff erosion," end quote. The 6-foot-long skull found is one of the most complete and well-preserved that has been found of a pliosaur, and has features that actually haven't been seen in other pliosaur skulls. This skull has a high head crest, which leads them to believe it may be a new species of pliosaur. Now, if you're unfamiliar with the pliosaur, they were water-based creatures that grew as large as 12 meters or about 39 feet long, and had four paddle-like limbs to move in the water. Now, I took a look at this skull. If you can see it, if you go to our show notes, we'll have a link to the story. You can see the skull. To me, when I looked at it with that high head crest, I'm saying dragon, not dinosaur. I mean, every culture has a dragon legend, so it's a matter of time, right?
Well, It's freaky to think about running into this thing. I mean, you talk about Jaws and how terrifying that was for a lot of people to ever get back in the ocean. I mean, if I knew these things existed, I'm never swimming again. Like, it's over. I'm out of here. Yeah.
It, 6 foot skull. That means basically I can just fit in its mouth. Probably I'm under 6 foot, so it could just chomp me up. I'm done. Maybe it could just chomp me up and I could just be swallowed whole and live in its belly like Jonah.
That'd be quite the existence. Let's hope it doesn't come to that.
No, pass. Although it is fascinating. I hope they can get this out in time to see what kind of, you know, maybe they did discover a new species or subsect of the Pliosaur. It'd be fascinating to see.
Well, let's swing by Seattle very quickly. Not everyone loves a surprise, especially when the surprise has the potential to blow up in your face, literally. Again, in Seattle, a contractor remodeling a bathroom made quite the discovery. While ripping out a bathtub, he spotted a grenade lodged between the studs. That per KIRO 7 News in the Emerald City. Said Vadim Karkavi of Polar Bear Construction, quote, "I rushed out of there, took a breath, and actually went back in and recorded the situation. I zoomed in on my phone and took a closer peek. I'm like, that's an actual freaking grenade," end quote. Karkavi told Fox he's been working in construction for 10 years and will occasionally find things within the walls and under floors, like dated magazines or newspapers. Obviously, this one was a bit more shocking and had the potential to be a lot worse. Seattle police and bomb squad were called to the scene, and it was determined that the device was not a live grenade, thank God. The grenade was hidden in the wall through a compartment that a person could access underneath the tub and through a closet. Apparently, seems odd, which was on the opposite side of the bathroom wall. That per professional remodel, they reported after the fact. And per Karkavi, quote, "Even if you open that compartment, you still would not know it's there. You wouldn't even have known if you put your head in there because everything is so tight with all the electrical and plumbing in the way. So somebody had to know, you know, that it was there because of the way they reached in," end quote. Now, I haven't determined whether or not this thing ever was live, but I did read a lot of comments about this story, Reg, and it sounds like there was a time, I guess, based on, and this is probably a terrible thing to do, and that's listen to a comment section of any kind, but they talk about a time where maybe in some of these naval or army surplus stores, you could get things that looked like grenades, even though they weren't actually live. I have no idea. I don't want to be someone spreading myth, but if anybody knows anything about that, coolstuffcommute@gmail.com. That surprised me a bit. Why even sell a replica of sorts?
Well, why hide it if it's a replica?
Right.
That doesn't make sense. To me, maybe it's paranoia, but you know, maybe you have the grenade in there in case an intruder. I don't know how that would help because you're blowing up your house with the process, but maybe they have it there for protection in some reason. I don't know, and only they would know it's there. But what is it with all these bombs and grenades found in houses or garages, like during sales and stuff? How?
I love that these thieves are here and you're like, nope, I gotta prove a point and I'm taking my living room out with these guys. Yeah. But in reality, I do think if you held a grenade and then pulled the pin in front of them, what choice do they have but to get out of there?
I guess.
I mean, I guess you could call, think that they're going to call your bluff on that, but that seems like a risky proposition.
I don't know. I would call his bluff. You know, nope, that couch looks new. You're not doing that. I know it.
You didn't spend all this money just to blow up your house, sir.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contain high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Taking a look at this date in history, on February 23rd, 1945, U.S. Marines raised the flag on top of Mount Suribachi, Iwo Jima. The photograph that was taken of that moment by Joe Rosenthal earned him the Pulitzer Prize for photography in the same year as its publication, which doesn't always happen. Mount Suribachi is the highest peak on the island. According to History.com, Rosenthal took three photographs of the event, the first of which showed the Marines struggling to raise the flagpole. That's the one that earned him the Pulitzer Prize, and it's the most reproduced photograph in history. The second photo was similar, but didn't have the same impact. The third picture he took was of 18 Marines smiling and waving. Three of the Marines in that iconic photo, though, were killed in the Battle for Iwo Jima, which finally concluded in late March of 1945. The photo was also used by Felix de Welden in 1954 to sculpt the Marine Corps War Memorial located by the Arlington National Cemetery just outside of Washington, D.C. The memorial is dedicated to all Marines who died for their country, past and present.
Yeah, pretty cool story, Reggie. I think that's one of the most iconic photographs, at least if you grew up in the U.S. I'm sure it's probably not as prevalent in other parts of the world, but certainly here, that's one that you see as much as anything else I can imagine. And I'm struggling in the moment to come up with comparisons, but I know there are some out there, but certainly this one has to rank near the top.
The kissing photograph when they, you know, after World War II, they got back. That one's pretty iconic. This one, it seems like that era has more of the iconic photographs than we see nowadays. I mean, we see some images, but you really remember these. And I didn't realize he took three pictures that day. It's a different era. Obviously, he didn't have a digital camera where you're taking thousands of pictures.
Yeah, that's just it. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't that long ago that you and I lived in that era, and the rest of us too, where you didn't have what feels like an endless supply of, I use the word film, to really go old school, where you can just keep snapping and the bad ones you throw out. Of course, no, at that point, that's why professional photographers were especially valuable back then. You got to get it right. And certainly he nailed it with that one.
Yeah, and that's, I think, what makes some of these photos iconic in the 40s and stuff, is that you had one chance to get it. You didn't just get to keep clicking or record it and try to hope you get something out of it. You took that picture and you hoped it worked out. And clearly, in this case, it did.
And of course, when you have an event that shaped the way the world is today in World War II, that's a pretty big deal in its own right. And thank God, I know we've had plenty of, you know, awful things, wars, all that, conflicts, whatever happened since then, but nothing to that magnitude, I would argue.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Cool Stuff Ride Home. You can like us.
Please like us. I need to be liked.
Yeah. I was going to say on Apple Podcast or Spotify, but yeah, like us too.
Okay.
Like us, follow us, leave comments. You can also reach us at coolstuffcommute@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts, questions, comments, feel free to send us an email. We'll talk to you next week with more cool stuff.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.